Today, I want to talk about the Affordable Care Act, a.k.a. Obamacare. No, I am not interested in talking about the computer glitches on healthcare.gov. Instead, I want to focus on the major success in the ACA and a strong effort to sabotage that success. I am referring to the expansion of Medicaid. Remember, the major goal of Obamacare has been to increase the percentage of Americans who have some kind of health insurance. When the ACA was passed in 2010, approximately 16% of the population had no health insurance. One barrier to increasing the number of people who can get coverage is the decision by many states to refuse to expand Medicaid. This decision might appear irrational, since the ACA promises that the federal government will pay 100% of the cost of Medicaid expansion for 3 years, and then 90% of the cost thereafter. Refuseniks, however, claim they don't trust Congress to make good on that pledge. Most of the states refusing to participate are the old Confederacy plus the Mountain West. Wisconsin is one of the few states that voted for Obama in 2012 to also refuse. According to the Kaiser Family Foundation, approximately 5.2 million people will be negatively affected by the refusals from these states. Now, there is an unfortunate distinction often drawn between programs like Medicare and Social Security on the one hand that are supposedly earned entitlements, you earn it by paying a payroll tax for a certain number of years, and programs that help the poor like Medicaid. The latter programs are means tested. That is, you have to prove you need the program by having an income below some threshold before you can receive the benefits. The ACA raised the threshold income for Medicaid eligibility, the very thing that some states have refused to do. In those states that have not refused to increase eligibility, states such as California and Ohio, millions of low-income people will now have health insurance through Medicaid. Unfortunately, too many people, including many who benefit from Medicare and Social Security, fail to see that all entitlements, Medicaid, unemployment insurance, earned income tax credit, and food stamps are just as important for the nation's economic health as are Medicare and Social Security. When people work, they pay income taxes. When they have incomes that are too low, they qualify for Medicaid. I, for one, am very happy I never won the lottery of qualifying for Medicaid, but I am extremely happy that it is there for me or my children in case we fall on hard times. Remember, Medicaid remains a very important safety net for elder care should long-term care expenses exhaust personal resources. Aside from issues of common decency, the most unfortunate part of the refusal to expand Medicaid is that in all cases of government entitlement spending, Medicare and Medicaid, Social Security and food stamps, the most significant beneficiary is the entire United States economy. As Howard Sherman and I made clear in our new textbook, when unemployment is as high as it is now, still over 7%, and economic growth is as slow as it is now, less than 2%, it is essential to increase government spending, thereby putting more money into the pockets of people who are likely to spend it. Cutting Medicare, Social Security, and Medicaid, in addition to being immoral, is also self-defeating. It will reduce the number of jobs created, perhaps raise the risk of another recession, and ultimately contribute to increases in the federal deficit as tax revenues fall. Cutting Medicaid and food stamps in an effort to stimulate the economy is like the doctors in the Middle Ages treating illness by attaching leeches to patients so as to remove the sickness vapors within their bodies. Bleeding the economy with austerity is the exact opposite of what we should be doing now.